All across the frozen January tundra, all across this fruited plain, there is one constant, the voices of Kalenge and DeFalco. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalenge and Karen DeFalco.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Karen DeFalco will be by in mere moments. Two guests this hour. The first one, longtime comedian and comedy writer Craig Shoemaker. Craig has performed in front of four U.S. presidents. He is currently one of the writers, season two of Fuller House on Netflix. And he is just a very funny guy. You know his character, the Love Master. He tours all over the country. He's been in tons of movies, tons of TV shows. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about all there is to know about Craig Shoemaker. Then Carrie Kasem returns to the show. It'll be part two of our visit with Carrie a couple of weeks ago. Carrie is doing tremendous work with Kasem Cares, the organization she formed to try to ensure and guarantee rights for the elderly when they are infirmed, when they are dying, so they can see their adult children, so they can get the care they choose to receive. We all know the story, the horrific story of what her father, the legendary Casey Kasem, went through the final year or so of his life, and she is working to make sure that no one else has to deal with that. Then, expiration dates on toiletries. They are there. That deodorant you see? Don't use it. It might kill you. Film at 11. No, it's actually coming up here on the show later on this hour. We start things off this hour with, yes, it is cold. It is January. It is wintertime across the great USA. Upper Midwest, we got temperatures this week. What, single digits? We're plunging below zero here and there. It's not good. So we need to know what the temperature is before we walk out of the house in the morning. And now we have our weatherman that is trying to confuse and deceive us. How? Because they have different numbers for different things. What the hell is a real field temperature? I live in the greater New York City area. It doesn't get that cold here, but we have a couple of stretches every winter, thanks to the polar vortex. And no, that's not that Christmas movie with Tom Hanks. That's something else. It goes down to the teens. It's around 10 degrees. So when we get those days, and I hear the temperature is outside is 12, but wait a minute, the real feel is minus 2. I don't understand that. Why do I have to have two separate numbers? Because 12 and minus 2 are different. I might use a different type of glove. I might use an actual hat under the hood. I might use a heavier coat. I do not need the confusion. I have enough angst in my life. Thank you. I don't need Skippy the weather person with weather on the 8s telling me that there's a differential here from 12 down to minus 2. And the real feel, what? I don't understand this. For years and years and decades and centuries and centuries, we had a temperature. Then we needed to introduce the real feel. Why don't we just recalibrate the original system so the actual temperature is the temperature and we don't need a real feel to tell us the temperature isn't the temperature we think it is? Thank you very much. I'm a professional. Do not try this at home. Even so, it happens in the summertime. This other cabal known as the heat index. It's 85, but the heat index says it's 105. Again, it's a whole different way of preparing for leaving your home. It's very confusing. And we just don't need that, do we? No, we have enough going on in our lives. We don't need the confusion. This reminds me, if you are a person who was alive back in the 70s, do you remember when the metric system tried to invade and take over this country? And all of a sudden you would turn on the radio back then and it was, it's 61 degrees, but it's 16 Celsius. Who cares? I need one number. Only one number. Many of us are very easy to admit we get confused by many numbers when they are given to us. Only give me one number and I will move on with my day. It's bad enough I got the Weather Channel naming snowstorms all over the country. I got Winter Storm Europa. I got Winter Storm Oompa Loompa. And it's just too damn much. Less is more. And we move on with our winter. Stay warm, no matter what temperature you follow. And stay with us, because Craig Shoemaker is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America. American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield.
Hey, stupid!
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. A show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the nets, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Transport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.